Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at, doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So we thank God for another blessed day. Wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you, Lord, for another day that you have given, another day for us to see. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for everyone who are listening to this broadcast. And I am grateful that you have given me a voice to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, to let the people know of your word. So, Lord God, this day I petition you that through your spirit you will word my mouth for your glory. And so, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity and time that you've given. And, Lord, we are coming to take advantage of this time. So we give you all the praise and all the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for all you that's listening tonight. Lesson is a question. And this question, first of all, is going to be answered through the extra oil. Now you say, well, what do you mean the extra oil? Well, first of all, let me read the question. The question is God's word limited to a certain period of people? Okay. Is it limited to a certain period of people? This is part two. Now, yesterday, for those of you who may have listened to the broadcast, yesterday I was going to get into part one totally on this message, but the Spirit of the Lord dealt with me on another route. But still, it is something that I would say to you all, listen to part one. So this part two today, actually, in a sense, it's like part one, but glory be to God. And this is starting off going to be answered through the extra oil. Now, once again, you said, what's the extra oil? Well, we have been telling you by the commission of the Lord that Jesus has been sending his angel, the Elijah. The Elijah has been bringing the word from Jesus Christ. That word is the extra oil. And it is the extra oil that will bring Christianity together, if all would hear. And so, therefore, being commission of the Lord, our job is to tell you. Now, that's as far as we can go. Our job is not to make you hear any of that, okay? We've been commissioned by Jesus to tell you the people by him sending the Elijah, and Elijah is giving us the full plan of God, okay? Amen. But he's bringing this extra oil. Now, on your time, I want to point you to Matthew chapter 25. If you want to read about this extra oil, Jesus gave and talked about this in Matthew chapter 25 when he gave the parable of the 10 virgins. Okay. And remember, the wise took oil in their lamps. So they had oil. So that when they took this oil, it was, quote, the extra oil. The foolish was the one that did not. So they rejected taking extra oil. Okay. And at that time, they had some oil. But as you read on in the account that Christ gave you, their lamps end up going out. They end up running out of oil. But anyhow, the question is God's word limited to a certain period of people? Okay. Is it limited to a certain period of people? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word of the Lord. Because there are some who say that and even teach that God does not speak today. They said that God, quote, spoke back in biblical times or spoke back in the times of the people we read about that he dealt with. So he's not speaking today, okay? Now I'm telling you what some of my teaching, okay? Just like some of them believe that and taught that the operating of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is not today. Because they said what? They said when the last apostle died, the gifts went with him. Okay? So we want to know, is his word limited to a certain period of people? Okay? Because if we find out that it is, then we can work from there and say, okay, well, if it's limited to a certain period of people, that means it didn't go to everybody, okay, per se, in every period of time. Glory to God. Now, I want to open up, once again, reading from the word of the Lord, a book that the Bible supports, in Isaiah chapter 28, when Isaiah told us that the word of the Lord is line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, okay? When Jesus told us in Matthew 17 that he would send Elijah, and in Malachi chapter 3 and 4 that he would send the Elijah and would send his messenger, okay? And I want to read a verse from one of these messages that will answer this question. Is God's word limited to a certain period of people? Okay. Because once again, if that's true, then those who say God is not speaking today, he just spoke back in the days of old, could be right. Okay. Hallelujah. Now, this message the Lord sent, he sent it out January the 24th, 1932. And like I said, I don't have a problem giving you dates because I want you to ask God. We're not doing nothing hideous. We're not trying to do nothing undermining. We're not trying to do trickery, none of that. I want you to ask God if what I'm giving you is from him. I want you to ask God, has he really been sending an angel with these messages? I want you to ask him. So this is why I don't mind giving you the dates, okay, and the time. Now, this angel and what is called the 28th message I'm reading here, which means it's the 28th time that Jesus sent his angel, he sent him to a brother named Brother Otto Fetty. And Brother Fetty would keep an account, somewhat a small account, of like what time the messenger came, what day, and all that. And so here, he kept an account and said the angel was sent January the 24th, 11:45 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. So this angel was with him a whole hour, giving the word of the Lord, that from there it should be given to the people. Now, once again, I'm going to read to you the words that he bought from Christ to answer this question, is God's word limited to a certain period of people? So this is going to be our first witness, okay? Hear what he says. And this is what he said the Lord told him to tell us. I am God. I change not. My laws are to all nations and all people and my words to all generations. Therefore have I given my gospel to be preached, that people might repent and come unto me. And I am again establishing my church as in the days of old, and my kingdom shall never be destroyed. Did you hear that? So the answer to the question, is God's word limited to a certain period of people, is no, because he said his word is what? To all generations. That's what he said. He said his word is to all generations. Now, what does the word generation mean? Okay, now I want to give you approximately three definitions of the word generation to understand when he said it is to all generations. What do it mean? Number one, the word generation means a group of people who were born and lived or a living around the same time. So they a group of people that was born and lived around the same time. Okay. Glory to God. Well, you can look through all period of time where you had people born and living at the same period of time. Okay. Number two, generation means the average interval of time between the birth of parents and the birth of their offspring. Now, some calculated when they call a generation, the gap got to be anywhere from 20 to 30 years between the parent and the kids and the child. Well, when you look at it, you have to look at some parents were parents at teenagers. So if they were 15 and had a child, they just 15 years older than their child. So that's still like a generation, okay? Number three, all of the offspring that are the same stage of descent from a common ancestor. That's a generation. I read that definition again. All of the offspring that are the same stage of descent from a common ancestor. For example, mothers and daughters represent two generations, okay? Same thing dealing with, in a sense, connected to definition number two. Just like father and sons would be considered, two generations. Fathers would be considered a generation. Sons would be considered a generation. Okay? Hallelujah. So when God said his word goes to all generations, that covers all periods. Okay? Because you look throughout time, you have people born and living around the same time, okay? Even up to now, okay? You have parents that had children, okay? So when you look at it, his word was not restricted to a certain period of people, okay? In other words, it wasn't – in other words – you have some people think that the word of God, that was just for my granddad. Or it was just for the people back in the old. Just like I told you to begin the broadcast, some people think that God doesn't speak today. And they think that his word is not valid today. Okay? Just like I read to you from the message, and I told you this message was delivered January the 24th, 1932. And what God say here, well, if you have some of the people who think that way that they are thinking, they'll say, well, oh, that was just for those people back in 1932. That ain't for today. Well, that ain't true. That's for today, too. Amen? Hallelujah. So it's not restricted to a certain period of time, per se, because, once again, you have people with this kind of mentality. You know, it's just like, the works of God. There are people who think that it's just restricted to back, quote, the days of old. And, you know, one time I gave you all an example on the broadcast. For example, if you talk to people today and tell them, say, well, this lady is about to give birth to a child, and you tell them that she's 60, these folks will look at you and laugh. And then the second thing they say, well, she must be giving some fertility pills. You know, they got all kind because, and I actually heard one brother say years ago, now this is, he's a born-again believer and he's a minister. When it was talked about one time, this lady, I don't know, she had, was pregnant. I think she was in her mid-50s, late-50s or something like that. And the brother made a remark, yeah, I know Jesus, I think he was talking about with Sarah. He said, but that was back in biblical time. And so I kept my mouth. But I was thinking to myself, so I wonder what time we live in. Ain't this biblical time? You know, but, you know, he made that remark. And that goes to show you that much of what God does or say, people have confined it to just one period. When he said that his word goes to all generations. Amen. All generations. Listen, the word is not just for your granddaddy or just your mama or your daddy. The word goes to you too. Okay? The word of God just didn't go to them back in Moses' time. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So there are what they call family generations. There are social generations. Okay. Once again, social in this far dealing with people born in the same data range and share similar cultural experiences. So God said his word go to all these generations. Okay. His word wasn't limited to a certain period. In other words, it wasn't just a generation particularly per se. Overall, his word goes to all generations. Okay. In other words, he ain't speaking to one generation and don't speak to another in another generation. That's what I'm trying to get over to you now. He's been speaking throughout all generations, his word going to all generations. Okay. He ain't skipping a generation. Okay. Speaking to one generation, skipping another. No, his word goes to all generations, okay? He's been speaking to every generation on the face of this earth. God has been speaking, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. So once again, it wasn't limited to a certain period of people. Okay. He's been speaking his word to every generation. Thank you, Lord. And see, the devil has fooled people into thinking that God has only spoken to, let's say, a generation or two before them, but not speaking today. That's why I told you, one of these things that has been put out there is to say that God is not speaking today. And some of these same people, when you say, well, hey, wait a minute, God spoke to the people in the days of old. They'll tell you, hey, that was in the days of old. That was some people back then. He ain't talking today. So if that be the case, then God would be wrong for saying his word goes to all generations. But see, God is never wrong. He's never wrong. He has never sinned. Okay? And so he speaks in every generation. So he hadn't limited to a certain period. He ain't limited just, you know, I'm just going to talk to the fathers or just the grandfathers or just the great-great. No, through all generations, God was speaking and has been speaking. Glory be to God. Now, here in the United States, there is some names given to different generations. Now, and I want to read, I don't know how many tonight, because I'm not going to rush through this. We might have to have a part three. But there are some names given to generations, especially here in the United States. And I want you to know that God has been speaking his word in that generation also. Amen. For example, there is a generation called the lost generation and the greatest generation. Now, first of all, what is the lost generation? The lost generation is known as the generation of 1914 in Europe, a term describing those who fought in World War I, defined as those that were born from 1883 to 1900, okay? But guess what, people? God is speaking his word, okay, during the lost generation. See, he ain't skipping no generation, okay? It wasn't, you know, a period of time where he had not spoken his word. Glory to God. Then there is known as the greatest generation. Okay, known as the GI generation. This includes veterans who fought in World War II, those that were born from 1901 to 1927. Older ones came of age during the 20s, while the youngers came to age during the Depression and World War II. But guess what? What is called the lost generation or the greatest generation? We were born from 1901 to 1927. God still spoke his word. Still speaking. Amen. You know, it is amazing how people, you know, today just put God as just that, you know, he's not speaking today. Why would God speak to people at other time periods? Or let's look at the Bible. Why would God speak to those people back then and he won't talk today? Why would he do that? Those people back then needed his word, right? So do that mean that today we don't need his word, that he don't speak today? Now, understand this. I'm not talking about just anybody saying this. These are people that's supposed to, quote, believe in God, who's saying that God does not speak today, who have made it out that God was limited to a certain period of people when he talked, his word, when he gave his word. But today he doesn't speak. Amen. And see, the same word God gave, even though he gave through this messenger in 1932, it goes for the day. Much of his word he gave in the Bible, it goes to all generations. Okay? Not just back then. Now, there were certain things that God said that was limited to back, maybe for a particular purpose back then. But overall, his word was to every generation. Okay? Just like you said, well, what do you mean? For example, when he told them how to do, let's say, the sacrificing of the bulls and goats. Well, that word he gave was for a limited time, okay? Because we don't sacrifice bulls and goats today. But when we're talking about the overall principle of God, the overall word of the Lord, it wasn't confined to a certain period of people. Okay, when he said in the days of old, in the time of Moses, thou shalt not commit adultery, he wasn't just talking to the literal children of Israel that come out of Egypt back then. Guess what? That same word goes to all generations, even up to right now, today. You get what I'm saying? So people that's saying that God doesn't speak today, and like he just limited to, quote, back then, you're wrong. And the Lord said his word goes to all generations. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh my God, he's worthy to be praised and be glorified. Amen. Now let's look at a second witness to this. Let's go to the Bible. Bible, second witness. Let's go to Psalms chapter 33. The book of Psalms, chapter 33. Yes, people, God is speaking today. His word goes for today, too. Like I said, don't let people fool you. Talking about, oh, that ain't for today. Now, once again, there were certain particular things. And remember that example I gave you of the bulls and goats. That was a teaching tool. That was the Bible tells us in Hebrews 10 that it was a shadow of things to come. So he gave that part of his word right there for a reason, to show them something about what was going to be done, what Christ's going to do in the sacrifice, you know, later on when he walked in the flesh, okay? But overall, his word is to all generations. Amen. Yeah, all generations. Now, Psalms chapter 33, verse 11. Look what the word of God says. It says, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever. Glory to God. We didn't say nothing else. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. Standeth forever. In other words, you can't make it fall. Can't nobody make it fall. God's counsel stands forever. All other counsels will fail. But God's counsel standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart to what? To all generations. Do you see that? Now, when he says here in the book of Psalms that the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the word counsel, okay, in the Hebrew, the original Hebrew word there was etasaw. Is T-S-A-W. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but that's the Hebrew word. And that word means advice, by implicating plan, also prudence. Well, get this, okay? So he said all the advice, the advice of the Lord standeth forever. His advice will never fail. Nothing can exalt itself over his advice and cause his advice to cease from being. You understand what I'm saying? Okay? So that counsel meaning advice by implicating a plan. Okay? The plan of God. Hallelujah. Now we know in his word is counsel. See, there's counsel, there's advice in the word of God. Amen? Now, the question is, how do we know this? Let's go to Luke chapter 7. Glory. Luke chapter 7. Halabashata. Luke chapter 7. Thank you, Jesus. Luke chapter 7. And look at verse 29 and verse 30. Now look what the word of God says. Luke chapter 7, verse 29, verse 30. The word said, and all the people that heard him, heard who? Heard Jesus. Because when you read the verses up before that, verses 24 to verse 28, Jesus was talking to them about the role and the job of John the Baptist. And so, and it said, and all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God, being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected, get this, the counsel of God against themselves. Do you see that? Being not baptized of him. Now, here, Luke referred to what Jesus said as the counsel of God. Okay? They rejected it. They rejected the plan of God. They rejected the word that brought forth the plan, okay? So God's counsel, the thoughts of his heart that we read in Psalms 33, is found in his word, and it's what? It said in Psalms 33, is to what? To generation, to all generations. You get that? To all generations. The counsel of the Lord. That's why I said the counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The advice, the plan of God, which is found where? In his word. Standeth forever. Okay? Do you know that this work of restitution, restoration, God didn't just speak about that yesterday. He had been, the Bible tells us in Acts 3, he has showed it through the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. So where was he pointing you back? He pointed you back when he said in the Bible, when he had Peter to speak this, he pointed you back to the Old Testament. God had been for the longest revealing from time after time about this work of restitution and restoration. Yeah, he's been doing that. That word goes to what? To all generations. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God's word is to what we term also here in the United States, the silent generation and the baby boomers. Well, you say, well, who is the silent generation? Well, the silent generation over here is known as the lucky few. They come to age in the post-World War II era. So they come to age after World War II era. They were born between 1928 to 1945. And it includes most of them who fought in the Korean War and many who fought during Vietnam. But guess what? God's word go to that generation too. Do you get what I'm saying? It went to that generation too. It was to all generations. Glory to God. The baby boomers, known as the what? As the me generation. Born following World War II, born in 1946 to 1964. That's who they refer to as baby boomers. And it's been recorded or said that there was an increased birth rate, okay? An increased birth rate. Thank you, Jesus, was observed during the post-World War II era, making them the relatively large demographic cohort. Many older ones fought in Vietnam War, and younger ones came to age in the years of 1970s, okay? But guess what? God's word still went to that generation during that time of the baby booms. That word is to them also. You got the baby boomers today, okay? Amen. The word goes to them. You got the lost generation. Now, they said they call the lost generation those 1883 to 1900. So someone from the lost generation today will have to be at the oldest, maybe the least, rather, 120 years old. Now, I don't know anyone of that age. I say here in America, I can't say in the world because some people have got to a pretty age, okay? But if someone here today is 120 years old, you know what that means? God's word go to them. If someone is here from what they call the greatest generation time, born from 1901 to 1927, which will make them by what, at least what, 94 years old today, God's word go to that generation. If someone today, born from 1928 to 1945, meaning at the least being what, 75, 76 years old, guess what? God's word go to that generation. Do you get what I'm saying? The baby boomers, same way. God's word go to that generation, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And see, people build up this pride, and they think that, okay. And like I said, I'm not talking about them sinners. I'm talking about people that's supposed to be, quote, in the church and all that. They build up this pride, and they like, okay, God was talking to them back then. He's not talking today. And this is why many see that what granddaddy or grandmama did in the Lord, they say, oh, well, that's granddaddy and grandmama. You know, that word went to them for them. But to me, you know, that's just a different thing today. See, things here on earth can get old. Okay? And as you see, knowledge has increased, like the Word of God said. We got technology today that, in many aspects, help you to do stuff quickly, get stuff around the world without you leaving your house, which was better than the times of old where we had where you had to leave your house. And a lot of times to contact people, you couldn't contact people as easily or as quickly anywhere in the world in a sense like you could now. So there has been a knowledge increase that has improved some things in certain areas. But let me tell you by God's word, there is nothing that you can invent or come up with that will be an improvement over the word of God. Nothing. Okay? Nothing. Ain't nothing man could come up with, can make, create, whatever you say, that would be an improvement over God's word. So God's word doesn't fade out. It doesn't get old. Okay? Amen. Just like you hear the term today, we do this today. That what y'all talking about, that was for y'all back then. That's what y'all did back then. Well, see, we can't properly just use that in connection with the word of God, because see, the word of God goes to every generation. See, in the natural today, every generation ain't doing like the generations that did before them. Okay? You know, back in the days, even before me and all that, like when they made gardens, you had to be out in that field. You had to hold a garden with a hoe. But see, now, then over the course of time, what? Came tillers. They started creating and inventing what they call tillers and all that. Now they got big tractors that plow up the field and stuff like that. Well, see, back in the days, you didn't have no tractors or tillers, okay? So you'll get some people today, like if you said, well, let's go plant a garden. And you give them a hoe and they go, well, man, that was for y'all back in that time. You know, especially if they was an older person. That's for y'all back in that time. Man, we better use a tiller. Well, see, we can't use that same phrase towards the word of God. God's word goes to all generations. And there's nothing you can do or come up with that would be an improvement over his word. Amen? Glory be to God. So I'm going to stop it there today on this part two here. The Lord say the same. I will come with part three tomorrow. Is God's word limited to a certain period of people? And I was giving you the understanding of this question, okay? Because you got people thinking today that, you know, God's word didn't go to every generation. Or God's word don't go to every generation. Well, that ain't true. God's word, according to his word goes to every generation. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do. Father, I pray that I have done that which is pleasing in your sight. And Lord God, I ask that you will bless it and bring forth the increase in Jesus' name and touch the hearts of those that are listening, that they may go to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. So I thank God for all of you who've been listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all.